How are young married couples dealing with the stresses of marriage and raising children, especially during this time?
We're catching up with four couples to see how they are doing in their marriage and parenting journey, what challenges they have faced, and how they've dealt with them. Next time on Real Family Talk, join us.
In today's episode, we're catching up with four couples to see how their marriage and parenting has stood in the face of stress and the COVID-19 pandemic. Plus, we'll also be sharing successful parenting tips.
You may be familiar with our special guests. We've had them on the program before and talked about different aspects of their marriage journey. We have four beautiful couples with us today. They are Lerone and Murray Carson, Brandy and Justin Martin, Itzel and Leighton Smith, and Natanya and Jason Vanderlaan. Hey guys, thank you all for being with us again. So it's been a while since our viewers have seen you. So tell us what's new, or should we say, who's new?
Who do we begin with?
All right, let's begin with Murray and Lerone.
Hi, thanks for having us back. A lot has happened since we were last on. We now have a new addition to our family. I'd like to say our family is now complete. Yeah. We just recently brought home a baby girl, and we're excited to be parents to two wonderful children.
So you guys have two under two, as they say. Right?
Yes.
A boy and a girl.
Wow, that's beautiful. All right, so we'll talk a little bit more with you guys. How about Justin and Brandy?
Yes, thanks for having us back. So we brought home a wonderful baby girl after some unexpected
challenges.
Yeah, that's a good word. She's healthy and happy, and we're just happy to have her at home and, you know, just enjoying our little family and just all the experiences that come with it.
She's
under two. And that's awesome, because the last time you guys were with us, you were just about to deliver, actually. And so we'll talk a little bit more about some of those challenges. Thanks for coming. All right. How about Jason and Natanya?
Hey, it's good to be back. Thank you. I think last time we were on, we were maybe in our first year of marriage.
You have recently gotten married.
Yeah.
You were talking about your love tour. I think you were doing a love tour or something like that.
Yes. So now we have a 4.5-month-old little Luther Voss. We're crazy about him.
Yeah. How's that going for you, Jason?
It's great. I love him. I love us even more than before.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. All right. And last but not least, we have Itzel and Leighton. Tell us what's up with you guys.
Oh, thank you so much for having us back. I think the last time we were on, our daughter was, what, maybe two or three? Two, yeah. And she's growing healthy. She's tall. And so we are just excited and happy that we're able to grow with her.
That's great. Well, thank you.
We had also faced some challenges in our family, but we are very blessed to have the three of us.
And she's now 4 years old?
Turning four in June.
Okay.
Almost four.
Okay,
wow.
Terrific.
Yeah.
That's amazing. All right, guys. So you guys have been through a lot in the last couple of years. We went through 2 years of COVID. I mean, we're still on the tail end of it. So how has this impacted your lives, your couplehood, and even bringing a baby into the family during all of this? Anybody want to share some of your challenges and how you've handled it?
For us, we had both our kids during COVID. And for Warwick, our older son, we were only allowed to have one person in the hospital. So we were kind of happy that for our daughter, Zara, we were allowed to have, I guess, two, which meant the doula could be there too.
Nice.
So instead of her being over video, she was actually there with us. And that was it was really nice actually having her physically present. That's been one nice thing. Since we've only had babies during COVID, it's kind of the only way we've ever seen it done. It would be nice potentially to have more people, but I also think like you could end up with too many people. So it's worked out.
Yeah. Well, I would say something maybe a little different too. The challenges, I agree with what Murray said, but I think some of the challenges with COVID, I imagined our pregnancy being one way, having my family there and friends. It was really a little disappointing not to have our main support system close by, but we're blessed to have really good friends in this area who supported us and were there for us during both pregnancies. So we're grateful and thankful for that.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. We'll talk more later about that and how it changes your relationship. But let's get to Brandy and Justin, because you guys had a pretty interesting experience. You had great plans for your delivery and things changed.
Yes, we were supposed to have little Nima here at the house in a water birth. But at our 36-week visit, found out that she was breached. So she wanted to come in the other way. And when we were trying to do things to turn her around, we were doing tons of activities to turn her around, and she just wasn't budging. And then we had to go to another ultrasound and found out that I went from 11 cc's of fluid to 3. And anything below 5 means immediate C-section. And so we had to go do immediate C-section. It was a little emotional for us at the time, but we were quick on our feet. Justin actually plan a few days before to say, hey, let's just pack a hospital bag just in case. I'm like, no, we don't need it. But great planning for him. And we were able to just hop up and go. And we live in Columbia, Maryland. I had to drive about 45 minutes to the hospital. We had a midwife there and the OB helping us well. And we had an all women doctoral staff who brought Nima into the world. She had a nuchal to her cord was tied around twice around her neck. I had no fluid afterwards. And so the home delivery probably would have been a little challenging, but we are happy to say our little one came in and she's healthy and happy and we are enjoying her. So it's been a challenge just kind of coming in with COVID and trying to figure things out with her, but we're managing.
Well, praise God for that, and praise God for Justin and his organizational skills. And well, it's been wonderful catching up with you. We have some more of you to speak to, and we will come back right after the break. Stay with us. On today's edition of Real Family Talk, we're catching up with some of our young families to talk about how they've dealt with their challenges.
We all know that marriage and parenting in and of themselves are difficult and sometimes stressful. However, the COVID-19 pandemic pushed a lot of families over the edge. We're talking today with four young couples who've experienced marriage and parenting during this pandemic. So we want to ask now, Itzel and Layton, what have been some of your challenges during the pandemic with raising a toddler?
So this pandemic has definitely changed our life. I'm a nurse myself, so it was very hard to be working with the COVID-19 patients and then having to come home to my toddler and my husband, who's been with her at home for 12, 13 hours. So it was definitely, we had to pivot and figure out what worked for us. So now she knows when mommy gets home, she needs to, you cannot come and hug her right away. You have to wait for mommy to, you know, clean. And it's just been a constant change to our normal lives. So it's just getting to know the new normal. Along with that, just thinking of growing our family, it was a little bit hard because I was, like I said, working with the COVID-19, very close to the patients and very close to it. So I was very afraid of getting pregnant at that time. So we just had to continue, I guess, instead of the normal that you think a family should grow, we had to learn what it was this new pandemic for our family.
Yeah. Leighton, did you want to add anything? I saw that you were looking like you wanted to say something.
Oh, I was just thinking while she was mentioning about how everything is going in the pandemic, it caused us to really focus in on our daughter being so, you know, protective of and concerned about her getting the COVID-19. It was challenging because she didn't have a lot of friends to play with. And, you know, we would go to the park sometimes and she'd play with kids and she would call them, you know, her friends after just meeting them for like 30 seconds. So that has caused some issues socially for her, but we're coping with it now.
Wow. That's, you know, really interesting when you think about that aspect of it. And even the fact, you know, having to teach your child not to just come and run and hug you at the end of the day. I mean, that has to be pretty difficult. So I imagine in the next few years, we're going to really see the fallout for this with children. But it sounds like you guys have found ways, like you said, to pivot and adjust your expectations. And we'll talk a little bit more with you, but let's get to Jason and Natanya. How has COVID changed your family life and how you are managing parenthood?
Yeah, I think one of the things it did is bring the conversation of risk and reward like front and center. Like, I'm sure we'll talk about this much more as we continue parenting, but like right from the beginning, it was at huge proportions. Even we had a family member who visited us in the hospital and then a couple of days later called to let us know that they had tested positive for COVID. So we went home from the hospital with our son and also a couple of days later taking COVID tests for ourselves and getting him tested. And so not that there's enough stress already with all of that. It's just, it kind of brought it all really clear. And even, you know, choosing to have a child is a risk and a kind of evaluating what that means to bring a human being into this world. And so brought a lot of those conversations for us straight to heart.
Pretty sobering, right? Because you guys have an added pressure. It's already a risk. It's already stressful. But then this added layer of COVID. Natanya, what were you going to say?
The locus of control is an illusion. Coming in as a parent, as a non-parent, I should say, I had, you know, I was working full time and I told everyone and their mother, I'll be late. I'll be late. And this is something that I think would happen whether it was COVID or not. I was 2 weeks early and just knowing that life goes on without you was a little bit jarring. And I think it was like a crash course in like, you don't call the shots here. You're going to have to learn to flow with change. And it's been really beautiful. And there's also been a lot of like pivoting and leaning in to what that looks like on the regular. We had a walk by window where people would come and see us and Luther, and our community really rallied around us. And that in itself was really beautiful and wild in that we are a couple that like to show up for others and are constantly like, how do we engage in a way that you feel loved and cared for? And now finding ways for people to do that for us really broke down a barrier of sorts in being loved and seeing God's hands in ways we hadn't anticipated.
That's beautiful.
Relationships are remarkable. And the fact, the give and take of support and accepting support, it's a beautiful thing. And certainly that came front and center during COVID and you having your son. Now that you've brought children into the mix, I'm speaking to all of you now, what are you doing to stay attuned to each other as a couple? And just short snippets, if you can, let's go right back to Justin and Brandy. What are you doing? What kinds of things are you doing to stay in tune with each other? Just very quickly.
We're checking in weekly. Matter of fact, actually, I think we've added twice a week. Checking in and making sure that each other is okay, just because of all of the extra communication we have to do because of a new baby, and making sure that we're attending to each other's needs, and then not taking advantage of one another just because of little one is here.
Yeah, we're also, you know, making sure the other has time for their mental well-being, right? You know, because that is very important when it comes to just being able to function on a daily basis. You need that time.
That's great. That's great. That is so important. And I want to add that, Brandy, you also are a nurse, and you're now studying to be a nurse midwife.
Yeah, so graduate school, a new baby, breastfeeding, and working a little bit has been very, we juggled it a lot and needed a lot of support. And I'm not big on asking a lot, but I've had to do that a lot with this. So it's very humbling.
Well, good. Thank God for a good husband, right? Who is always there to help and support. And we'll ask the other couples when we come back from the break. So stay with us.
Welcome back, and thank you for staying with us. We've been enjoying catching up with some of our young families. Welcome back to all of you. So before the break, we started, we asked you a question. How are you staying attuned with each other now that you've added children to the family? So we're going to go to Leighton and Itzel now. What are you guys doing to stay connected as a couple?
Well, you know, during the pandemic, you know, it was challenging. Everything was closed. The restaurants were closed. But one of the things that my wife and I did is down to the end of 2020, we risked it all. And we took a trip to Cancun at a resort for about a day. Of course, Gabby didn't come with us. Thankfully, my in-laws came and stayed with her. It was challenging for me because that was the first time we left her. And I cried like a baby on the way to the airport. but we needed that time, you know, with my wife working those long hours and coming home tired. We needed that break. So that's one thing that we did. And we went again the following year in February again. And
very nice. That's pretty amazing. Yeah. What else are you doing, though, that's not Cancun? What are some of the little things that you might be doing?
Well, one of the things that I do is I try to make sure that when my wife comes home, she's usually tired. I try to make sure there's dinner, the kitchen is good. Try to, you know, do those small things that can make her life a little bit easier after coming home from doing a 12, 13, 14 hour shift sometimes. And also I try to buy her a bouquet of flowers every Friday. To put a smile on her face.
Nice touch.
That's nice.
What about you, Itzel? Anything from your side?
Same thing, just kind of staying present. I know sometimes it can be a lot with my three-year-old running around. We are talking and she's like, mommy, mommy, daddy, daddy. You know, we're hugging and she just sees us and she comes and hugs us. So we have to incorporate her sometimes into our, you know, talking and hugging. But just being present for each other, and same thing that was mentioned, just checking on each other, mm-hmm. quick questions, you know, direct to the point to make sure we're okay.
Of course, checking on each other doesn't mean leaving out your new child who's a part of the triad now. So
correct.
You realize that you're evolving as a family, and now it's not just the two of you, it's now the three of you. So wonderful. Let's go to Lerone and Murray. Tell us what you're doing to remain attuned with each other.
Sure. So, you know, I would echo what some of the other couples have shared, that we check in with each other just to make sure the other is okay. One thing that we did, so we celebrated 10 years of marriage. This December will be 11.
Congratulations.
And for us, thanks. For us, it was important to, you know, just kind of make sure that we were both okay and spend some time investing in our relationship. And so we enrolled in a boot camp that held by John and April Nixon. They, you know, so we did that together. And it's been challenging because, you know, with our son, we were at least able to have evenings free. Now with two, it's been a challenge, but we still try to make sure that we are checking in and just making time for each other when we can.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So, you know, what I gleaned from what you all said, and I want to summarize this for the audience, I'm hearing that your expectations are not always going to be what you thought they were going to be. And so you have to learn to pivot when you have children, that it changes your relationships. And I think that is really critical. Another thing I heard is that you realize very quickly when you have a child that you are no longer
alone
or in control,
right.
That there are some circumstances outside of your control. And of course, that's not to say that you can't put some things in place, some structure, but that even the best laid plans are going to go awry. And so it was interesting when Natanya said, you know, before I had kids, you know, I would say X, Y, Z. I used to say the same thing. I used to teach Sabbath school, and sometimes the parents would show up late, and I'd say to the parents, you know, if you can get to work on time, you can certainly get your children to Sabbath school on time, until I had children. And then I realized how difficult it was to get them to Sabbath school on time. So that's the other thing that I'm hearing. And then what was really critical about your own relationship is the checking in with each other. And guys, if we can tell you how important that is, to keep checking in with each other, to find out, how are you doing? You know, is there something that I can do? What is it that you like to say to me?
What can I do for you today that can help you to feel loved?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And that's something that's really important for you to keep doing. So we have a few seconds. I want to see all of them on the screen again. If you could just say one thing that you will like the audience to know about parenting, just anything, just tell
us. Or marriage.
Or marriage.
We didn't hear from Murray. So Murray, you go first.
Okay. Yeah, I was just going to say it, and this is echoing something someone else said, but, you know, the cliche, it takes a village to raise a child. Don't be afraid to say thank you to people who are helping you. We've gotten a lot of help from a lot of people, and we're very grateful for it, and we will continue to be grateful.
That's
for
wonderful.
It.
Thank
so gratitude.
You.
Gratitude is a big one. What about you, Jason and Natanya?
I say embrace the complexities of grace. We say things we don't mean. Sometimes we step on each other's feet, especially when we haven't slept. Let it go. Let it go. Order takeout. Do what you need to do.
Awesome. Right. Awesome.
Brandy and Justin, one word.
Be flexible.
Flexible.
Flexible. I like it.
Love it.
Leighton and Itzel, one word.
I would say there's always tomorrow.
There's always tomorrow.
Mañana.
Yeah, don't sweat the small stuff. It's all small stuff. Thank you all for joining us today. We've enjoyed catching up with all of you. We'll wish your families many, many blessings in the days ahead. As parents, God has entrusted us with a solemn responsibility. So we need to lean into our word and trust God to carry us through.
Thank you for watching Real Family Talk. Join us again when we'll share more about strengthening families and inspiring hope. See you next time.